Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Nah, selanjutnya kita beralih ke topik yang lain, yaitu tentang hak anak-anak di dunia itu, yang akan dijelaskan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo dalam rangkumannya berikut ini.
Pendengar, Konvensi PBB tentang hak anak adalah perjanjian hak asasi manusia internasional, juga dikenal sebagai perjanjian hak asasi manusia yang menguraikan hak-hak khusus yang dapat diklaim oleh anak-anak dan remaja. Hampir setiap negara di dunia termasuk Australia telah berkomitmen pada konvensi itu dan menjadikannya perjanjian hak asasi manusia yang paling banyak didukung. Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano yang menjelaskan hak-hak apa saja yang dimiliki oleh anak-anak di Australia dan bagaimana hak-hak itu dilindungi melalui Undang-Undang Australia. Beberapa hak yang termuat dalam Konvensi Hak Anak-anak adalah antara lain hak atas nama aman, hak bermain, hak memperoleh pendidikan, dan hak tumbuh sehat. Paula Gerber adalah profesor di Fakultas Hukum di Monash University dan seorang sarjana terkenal internasional dengan keahlian dalam hukum hak asasi manusia internasional, dan ia berfokus pada hak anak. Ia mengatakan orang tua memainkan peran kunci dalam hak anak untuk bertumbuh dengan sehat.
Australia benefits from the national healthcare system, Medicare, and all children, as soon as they're born, are entitled to that healthcare system. But obviously, the primary responsibility for keeping children well and getting them to the doctor and getting them their vaccinations falls on the parents. That's the first port of call.
Anak-anak juga memiliki hak untuk merasa aman dimanapun mereka berada. Undang-undang pelaporan wajib yang berbeda-beda di antara yurisdiksi Australia mengharuskan dugaan pelecehan dilaporkan ke layanan perlindungan anak pemerintah. Profesor Gerber menjelaskan, hal itu berlaku untuk kasus pelecehan fisik, seksual dan emosional, penelantaraan dan paparan kekerasan keluarga.
Children have a right to be safe, and one of the ways that that right is enforced is that the law imposes what's called mandatory reporting obligations on a number of different professionals, so that if they have reason to believe that a child is being subjected to violence or abuse or even neglect, then they must report that to Child Protection Services, which falls within the Government Department of Human Services. And the sort of people who have that mandatory reporting obligation are doctors, nurses, teachers, police, even people who work in religious organizations.
Profesor Gerber juga mengatakan di Australia sekolah wajib bagi anak-anak antara usia 6 dan 17 tahun.
The parents have to make sure that they are attending school, and the school has to make sure the children are there. So primary schools, they have to check school attendance, take the roll twice a day. And in high school, it's at every class, every subject, so that they know that the child is actually at school. And if there's unexplained absences that amount to more than 5 days a year, then the school principal should look at what's going on there.
Ada sekitar 20.000 anak per tahun yang disekolahkan di rumah oleh orang tua mereka. Namun mereka harus mengajukan izin dan secara teratur memberikan laporan kemajuan kepada Departemen Pendidikan. Profesor Gerber menambahkan, anak-anak di Australia tidak diperbolehkan bekerja dalam pekerjaan berbayar sampai mereka berusia 15 tahun.
We have very clear laws about children being used in a work environment, and the law says that the age at which a child can enter into labour practices is 15 years old. There are certain exceptions like delivering newspapers or the advertising material we get in our letterboxes, or working in the entertainment sector, because obviously there are movies and theatre productions that have children in them.
Antara usia 15 dan 18 tahun, seorang anak tidak dapat bekerja lebih dari 3 jam sehari atau 12 jam per minggu selama masa sekolah. Selama liburan sekolah hingga 6 jam sehari atau 30 jam seminggu. Usia legal untuk menikah di Australia adalah 18 tahun.
18 is the age at which people can legally marry in Australia, and we have very strict laws about child marriage in Australia. So there are criminal penalties up to 9 years if a child is forced into a marriage or marriage-like arrangement. So even if it's not legally a marriage with a certificate and all of that, if it's a marriage like arrangement, that's enough, up to 9 years imprisonment, and up to 25 years imprisonment if a child is taken out of the country for the purpose of marriage.
Jika dua orang di bawah usia 18 tahun ingin menikah, mereka harus mendapatkan persetujuan dari orang tua mereka serta izin dari pengadilan. Dan pengadilan hanya akan memberikan izin dalam keadaan luar biasa atau tidak biasa. Dr. Faith Gordon adalah Associate Professor dan Deputy Associate Dekan Research di Australian National University College of Law. Ia mengatakan Australia menandatangani konvensi PBB tentang hak anak pada tahun 1990. Namun, undang-undang itu berubah atau tidak sama dari setiap yurisdiksi di Australia.
Unfortunately, we don't have the convention embedded in our domestic legislative framework. In Australia, because it is a federalized system, the states and territories all have different pieces of legislation in relation to, you know, child protection and youth justice, for example. So this means that what we have is quite a patchwork quilt of legislation and frameworks. Something might apply to a child or a young person in New South Wales and it doesn't in Victoria, for example.
Profesor Gerber mengatakan Australia membutuhkan undang-undang yang secara lebih eksplisit mengatur hak-hak yang dimiliki anak-anak dan perlindungan yang menjadi hak mereka.
What often happens is that we have an international human rights treaty and then Australia enacts laws to give effect to that. So examples are there is a convention on the elimination of racial discrimination and Australia enacted the Race Discrimination Act. There is a convention on the elimination of discrimination against women and Australia enacted the Sex Discrimination Act. There's a convention on the rights of the child. There isn't a Children's Rights Act in Australia. So it's a very piecemeal approach to Australia implementing this very important international treaty on children's rights.
Dalam hal hukum, di Australia seorang anak berusia 10 tahun dapat ditangkap, didakwa, dibawa ke pengadilan dan dipenjara. Profesor Gordon mengatakan usia kriminal minimum rendah di Australia dibandingkan dengan negara-negara lain.
The most up-to-date research shows that children and young people's brains are developing right up until the age of 25. Holding a child responsible, criminally liable at the age of 10 is not appropriate. And the UN have called on Australia to raise the age to at least 14. And there is a lot of support on the ground from activists, lawyers, civil society to make this move, but we haven't seen it come into fruition yet in Australia. But there are some discussions at some of the state and territory levels about it.
Profesor Gerber mengatakan, masalah besar lainnya yang terjadi di Australia adalah banyaknya jumlah pemuda Aborigin yang tercantum dalam sistem peradilan pemuda dan penahanan remaja.
Indigenous rates of incarceration, that is, you know, being put into juvenile detention, are just astronomical. So Aboriginal young people, that is aged between 10 and 17 years old, make up 6% of the population. But if you look at youth detention centres, they make up 56% of the population.
Program pengalian pengadilan bekerja dengan baik, namun lebih banyak sumber daya diperlukan. Demikian dikatakan oleh Profesor Gerber. Hal serupa juga dikatakan oleh Profesor Gordon.
Many children in the justice system have actually been victims and are victims themselves, yet they haven't received the adequate support mechanisms in their community. That is a huge issue, really, that there isn't enough community resourcing and support to address these issues within their community rather than young people being scooped up and placed in a criminal justice system, which really exacerbates many of the issues that they have.
Profesor Gordon menambahkan bahwa pusat hukum komunitas menawarkan dukungan penting bagi beberapa orang.
There are community legal centres which offer, depending on your income, free legal advice if you have legal issues. There are Aboriginal legal centres as well. So I think it's important that people know where they can access this and information. And community legal centres are a huge resource in Australia. And there is a legal aid system in Australia where people can apply to get fully funded throughout their engagement with the criminal justice system, for example.
Nah pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai hak anak di Australia yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan rangkumannya tentang konvensi PBB terkait dengan hak anak itu. Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.